The Enjoy Portishead podcast is powered by Parish Wharf Leisure Centre, changing lives by creating active places and healthy people for communities to thrive.
Well, hello and welcome to 2024, and we are here for the January episode of the Enjoy Portishead podcast. When I say we, I mean myself, Ian Downes, TV, radio, live events, general dog's body, podcast presenter here at Enjoy. Also, I am joined by Tracy Fry, who is the creative director and business guru of Enjoy Portishead magazine, and editor-in-chief Tracy Fowler. We'll speak to the girls on the way. When I say where, we are here at Venger on the High Street, a well-known venue to all of us, and it's very busy tonight, and you have the joy of background hubbub and music. What is to come on the January episode of the Enjoy Portishead podcast? Well, let me tell you, we have a special guest. January means new beginnings, new starts, and to help you through that in the world of health and fitness, Joe Chapman, who is a personal trainer and instructor at Parish Wharf Leisure Centre, will be joining us a little bit later on. Plus, what can you do behind Carey's on the High Street of an evening? Steady. And also, do you know the four listed buildings on our High Street right here in Portishead? All that's still to come in the next 30 minutes or so. And of course, we must thank, to start with, our brand new sponsor. So Parish Wharf Leisure Centre are our sponsor. They've come on board supporting the community, which, Tracy Fry, is fantastic news, isn't it?
Absolutely. I love Parish Wharf. I go there regularly to swim, and my son uses the gym. And I keep telling myself every year, I must go to the gym. I must go to the gym. Maybe this year I will.
Well, I think what I really like about it is the fact that they've, I'm going to go all corporate speak, Tracy Fry will understand, you won't, Fowler, understand this. This is very corporate. But their corporate values, which is, you know, the community, being involved in the community, inspiring the community, very much align with Enjoy Portishead magazine as well.
Absolutely. And many times I've gone past walking the dog and there's been a hell of a noise coming out of that building. And it's great to see them when they're doing the charity events that they do outside, the spin bikes, and the music travels right across the marina. And they're always out there raising money for charity and raising awareness in the community. It's fabulous.
The great news is, dear listener, if you also exercise at Parish Wharf Leisure Centre, you may well now see the wonderful threesome of myself and the two Tracys training. I've promised that we'll all train together on a regular basis. Fowler's looking shocked and stunned. You said you were coming.
I've got a bad leg.
But yeah, thank you very much and welcome to Parish Wharf, to the Enjoy Portishead podcast. Still to come, we will talk business, more from Tracy Fry on the way. She's got fantastic business tips for you. But first, let's get into the nitty gritty of what's been going on. Firstly, here we are at Venger. I had to do a turny roundy to try and go and park up the road. And the HSBC car park chains have mysteriously become undone. Anything to do with you, Tracy Fowler?
No, it wasn't me, I promise. I did encourage it. I did say HSBC should have left their car park open when they closed. And I have no idea why it's open now, but I'm very pleased it is.
So first of all, let's sort of review Christmas as it was. I mean, seems like a long time ago now. Post-Christmas, January blues, we all get a bit fed up. First of all, we've got to get rid of Christmas. And that's when we start talking about Christmas trees. You do see, I think the latest I've seen is May, sometimes just Christmas trees abandoned at the side of the road. What do you do with yours, Tracy Fry?
I actually use an artificial tree every year. So I convince myself that it's recycling, and as long as I don't put that artificial tree into landfill, I'm doing a good job. But real Christmas trees are beautiful, but they're so expensive nowadays that, I use my same old artificial every year.
She's a plastic. What are you?
We have a real tree, and we recycle it. We actually send it up to Noah's Ark Zoo Farm at Wraxall, and they use it either for some of the animals to play with, or they shred it and use it for animals to search for food in and give them different scents and various things like that.
And some of this is included in the January edition of Enjoy Portishead magazine, where people can read more about this scheme.
They absolutely can. The dates and times are in the magazine, along with collections from St. Peter's Hospice and Western Hospice Care, who all do collections for a donation, and we'll take your tree away and make sure that it's recycled correctly.
I believe North Somerset Council do the same. You may or may not have missed it. See North Somerset Council's website for details. Also, we're going to talk New Year's resolutions a bit. We cover it a little bit in the magazine. My column. Do we call it a column?
I always say it's a feature. Some people would say it's a blog, but I always say it's a feature.
Feature sounds better. In my feature, I've covered New Year's resolutions a bit. Because you're so good, Tracy Fry, I'm not sure that you've got any resolutions left to make of you.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. I actually have made a resolution, and I only made it a couple of days ago. And my New Year's resolution is to be kinder and calmer. I have lots of stories I could tell you about why I came to that decision. It's been very, very busy. December has been a very busy time for me. And I have lost my cool on several occasions. And my children have pointed out to me that it's not cool to lose your cool. And it's made me have a little look at myself. And it's made me realise that it really isn't difficult to be kind and calm. And so that's what I'm going to try.
And how are you going to instigate said New Year's resolution?
I'm going to breathe. I'm going to breathe a lot and bite my tongue a lot and smile like a crazy lady. What was that? Oh, like a Stepford wife.
I think there's something in it, though. The counting to 10 thing. I know it's sort of an age-old cliche, but it really does work. And I was watching, I think it was TikTok, or I can't remember, some sort of social media. And they said, if you're feeling bad about something, if you're feeling down about something, count to 10. In your head, and then just go, but what if it's going to be okay?
Yes.
And then actually that sort of really changes your mindset.
Yeah, favourite saying of mine at the moment is, but what if it goes well? But what if it gets right? What if it goes well?
Well, I hope it goes well.
Thank you.
New Year's resolutions, Tracy Fowler?
I'm not one for resolutions, to be honest. What I tend to do is think, okay, let's think about more self-care. Again, let's be kind. But just actually, I do tend to feel very optimistic for New Year and think, right, this is the year that we're all going to have a good time.
Well, let's hope 2024 is certainly the year. If you'd like to find out what commitments I have made to the world and his wife. Oh, I'm not on the index page. Oh, that's disappointing. I'm going to have to actually page through and find out which page I'm on. Do you know which page I'm on? I was on the index page last time. What's happened?
You can't be on the index page every month.
Right. That's. I'm
21.
Right. That's quite far back, isn't it? Anyway, just saying. who decides the page order of the magazine? Fowler. Right. Page 21 of Enjoy Pornosed magazine. If you want to find out just exactly what I've committed myself to this year.
Can I just say that actually the photos are what makes it an early right or a late right?
I see. Right. Okay. So what you're saying is it's my own fault I'm that far back. Yes, she's nodding while sipping on her beverage, which I'm not going to name for legal reasons. Great news for football fans in Portishead.
We absolutely have. Good news that Portishead Town Football Club on Bristol Road has secured some funding from the Football Foundation. And they're going to invest in a 3G community pitch for the club on the Bristol Road site. Basically, that means we'll have an all-weather pitch down there that, as well as being available to club members, will be available to the wider community. So lots of community groups will have access to it, including fitness groups and youth groups. All sorts of people will be able to use it.
So not just football fans, but activities fans in general being able to use that community pitch, which is great because you can use that for hockey, you can use it for tennis, you can use it for just running around, you can use it for yoga, you can use it for kettlebells, whatever it might be. I'm just trying to get all this in before Joe Chapman comes on to show how knowledgeable I am of health and fitness. Well, that is great news. Now, this was sold to me as being quite dull, but I think for some people listening to this podcast, this is going to be absolutely essential and brilliant news, because we've heard of some new funding for childcare. Now, I don't have any children, and I'm not likely to either, but I can imagine, you know, for young parents, actually childcare is something that is incredibly hard to do when perhaps budgets are tight.
It is, and for a lot of working parents, funding for their the childcare while they're working takes a huge chunk of their salary, and yet the government is introducing new funding in April 2024 that will allow two-year-olds to access up to 15 hours a week free childcare. And so that will help. I think it'll be an enormous help to working parents. And the nursery in Coombe Road has some experts that if any parents want to find out more about that, they're having an open day in January. And there'll be experts on hand to tell them all about it and explain how it works. That's on Saturday the 27th of January in the morning. And if you've got children that you need to take along, Baby Shark will be the guest of honour.
But I'm not even going to bother. I'm not even going to do it. I'm not, because it'll be stuck in my head forever and a day. Right, still to come, we chat to Joe Chapman from Parish Wharf. He's a fitness instructor there, about how we can make these fitness goals a reality for 2024. And also, we're going to be talking about, Paula said, Carnival, which may or may not be controversial, but all of that still to come.
At Parish Wharf Leisure Centre, we want to make 2024 all about you. Join our Challenge Accepted campaign to focus on your fitness and wellness goals and embrace a healthier lifestyle. Make your New Year's resolution last the whole year, not just January. Find out more by searching for Parish Wharf Leisure Centre Portishead, calling 848494 or popping in to see us. Parish Wharf Leisure Centre, changing lives by creating active places and healthy people for communities to thrive.
First of all, we've got a new feature on the podcast, which hopefully will be useful, and that is tapping in to the knowledge and the brain of Tracy Fry, who is a graphic designer, a marketeer, and, you know, a business consultant. And January is here. Everyone's a bit sort of lackluster. We've all had a wonderful Christmas, we say here with beverages here in Bangor on the 20th of December. But January is usually a sort of glum time for everybody. So presumably, you know, business saying, oh, we've got no money to advertise, etc., etc. But is January the time to stop advertising, Tracy Fry?
I think it's always, if you have a business that needs promoting, then it's always a good time to be advertising. I think what businesses need to remember is that there's a difference between good advertising and bad advertising. If you're going to invest your money in advertising, then you need to speak to somebody who can advise you and tell you the difference between a good advertisement and a bad advertisement. And there are all kinds of scenarios that go on behind this. I mean, personally, here at Enjoy, if somebody sends me in a photograph and some text and says, can you create an advert for me, and I think it's wrong, I'm quite happy to give them a telephone call and say, listen, it might be a good idea if we change this, change that, move this, move that. We need a call to action. This is the way that people, this psychology involved, this is the way that people look at advertising. These are the things that people are drawn to. Because the whole idea about spending money on advertising is getting eyeballs on the message that you're trying to give to people. And at the end of the day, your advertising should pay for itself and give you profit. So it should always be a win-win situation.
So for people thinking of advertising, and it may be Enjoy Magazine they're advertising, and it might not be, what are the sort of top tips for people maybe that have never advertised before? They're a new business or they're a working from home business. What are your tips for a new business and how they should use advertising?
Okay, well, the first thing you need to remember is that it needs to be easily consumed. So people need to be able to glance at it and get the message straight away. I think this is one of the issues that people are having, or businesses are having, with social media. An awful lot of young, small, independent businesses are throwing a lot of time and energy at social media. But actually, personally, when you scroll through social media, how often do you stop and look at what the advertiser is trying to tell you? If you advertise in print, you're more likely to be next to an interesting article, so people are going to be pausing, they're going to be taking in the information, they're going to have a chance to read your message. So yeah, my top tip would be make sure you can absorb the information in less than 3 seconds and remember it.
Top tips from Tracy Fry, and there'll be more of those as the months go on. Really useful, that. Thank you very much. Right, it's time for a little quiz. Not Christmas quiz, that's been and gone. Can't tell you what the results are, haven't done it yet. But it's time for a little quiz, because in Enjoy Magazine January edition, we do have the community calendar. First of all, what page is the community calendar on? Does anybody know?
Centre pages,
right. If you've got your copy there, turn to the centre pages. We've shut... Now, you can't have yours open.
Oh, am I the person doing the quiz?
Yeah, I'm quizzing you. When is the swimathon?
Well, I know this one. 23rd of March.
It is, correct. When is the Eat Festival?
Oh, I think there's two. May and August. Bank holiday, May 26th.
Very good.
August, I don't know the date.
The bank holiday, August. 10th. 10th.
That's not bank holiday, but yeah, 10th.
10th. When is the next Christmas light switch on? Oh, there's another picture of me. There's one I hadn't spotted yet. Come on.
Now you've spoilt my quiz that I do amongst the family. The Christmas light switch on is always the last Monday of November.
Which next year is?
25th.
Very good, very good. She's ace in this. When is Portishead in Bloom Open Gardens?
Oh, that's June.
When in June?
Well, it'll be the first full weekend, so 8th and 9th.
Is correct. She knows her onions. Tell you what, if you want the full list, we're just giving you a little taster there. If you want the full list of the community calendar, it is very helpfully in the centre pages of Enjoy Magazine. Putting Tracy Fry on the spot, where is Enjoy Magazine available to collect from, please?
Oh, how many do you want? So we'll start off with the supermarkets. It's in Sainsbury's and it's in the Co-op up on West Hill. Then we've got the Parish Wharf and the library and the Lido Cafe. And then if you come into the high street, we've got Walnut Grove, we've got Ebb and Flow, we've got Solution, the shoe shop, we've got Carey's, we've got Venga, we've got Tonic, the hairdressers, and then, where else have we got it?
You did well there, to be fair. You did do well. You did do well. And of course...
I'm sure I missed a few.
Well, that's all right. There's always next month. There's always next month. And of course, no one takes offence at this podcast. Well, not that I've seen anyway. I've turned off the comments, mine. I've seen what happens on Facebook. I'm not going there. Now, our wonderful new sponsors of the podcast, Parish Wharf Leisure Centre, also have, as Tracy quite rightly mentioned, copies there as well. So if you'd like to go in and find out all about their January challenge, which I'm sure we'll talk to Joe about on the way very soon indeed. Quickly, before we chat to Joe, you had a chat to another very well-known chap in these parts, Tracy Fowler, who's actually recently done a big TV round because there was a recent documentary on Netflix, and that is Jill Dando's brother Nigel. Now, of course, the big Netflix documentary came out a couple of months ago. He was all over the media there, but he is a local bloke. He's a journalist. He used to work for Radio Bristol, and you've had a chat with him.
I absolutely did. So Nigel Dando, brother of Jill, who was sadly killed in 1999, I think, who was a Crime Watch presenter and also newsreader. In fact, she was anchor news at one point on some of the big TV channels. Nigel gets involved in some of these documentaries because Jill's killer has never been found. Someone was convicted of her murder, but then acquitted. And so the search goes on, and I think Nigel gets involved in these things so that if anyone, perhaps jogs someone's memory, and if anything relevant crops up, then obviously he's hoping someone will come forward. But actually, he also told me that the schools in Weston, and Jill was a pupil at the schools, World School, I think, in Weston, they have set up some news rooms in her memory. And so the Jill Dando newsrooms are a project in many of the schools in Weston where pupils are encouraged to write articles. The only criteria is they have to be positive. And there actually is a website and a regular magazine in these schools that publish these articles. So it's very encouraging for youngsters to get into journalism. It also gives them time to think about positive stories. And yeah, something positive's come out of this, I feel.
Good stuff. Read the full interview in the January edition of Enjoy Portishead magazine. Right, time to transport ourselves now from Wenger. We're going to go and find out all about health and fitness. Of course, our brand new sponsors, Parish Wharf Leisure Centre, the place to go in Portishead if you fancy a little bit of a workout. I started by asking our special guest, Joe Chapman, how to embark on your January fitness goals.
I think the biggest and best thing you can do in January is not go hell for leather, yeah? Think about a goal, what you want to achieve, where you want to be in, say, 6 to 12 months' time, and start off steady. If you go to the gym 5 times a week in January, by the end of February, you're not going to sustain it, okay? Especially if you're someone who's never exercised before. So have a goal, is it achievable, and bite-sized chunks to start with.
In terms of those goals, how is it that we set them out? Obviously, everybody's individual. I think, you know, some people look at the gym, they go, oh, God, I could never do that. Or, you know, that's not for me. And it's all about achieving something that's personal to you. So it doesn't matter what someone next to you is lifting or how far they're running or, you know, posting their Stravas on Instagram, is it? It's all about individual goals for yourself.
Absolutely. Individual goals, you know, what you want to achieve, when you want to achieve it by. You might have a personal goal for, I've got a client at the moment who wants to get ready for a wedding. I've got someone who wants, you know, general fitness. So think about what it is that you want, how it is you're going to get there, and make sure that it is manageable for you. You've got to think about work. You've got to think about kids. You've got to think about life. You know, if you say, I'm going to go to the gym 3 times this week, and then life doesn't go that way, you need to think, well, what am I going to do? So other things outside of the gym as well. It's not all about at the gym.
We tend to concentrate on weight loss, isn't it, at this time of the year. Christmas has been a bit heavy. We've all tubbed up a bit. But actually, there are far more benefits of exercising rather than just weight loss, aren't there? I mean, for a start, it's fantastic for your mental health.
Absolutely, yeah. So mental health, you know, physical, mental benefits. You need to think that when you do a workout, so someone comes to a class at Parish, 60 minutes, they walk out of here, they've got that euphoric feeling, you know, they can go and challenge themselves for the rest of the day in their work and personal life. It is more than just the weight loss and the exercise benefits.
Let's talk about classes just for a second, because that's one of your specialist areas. So for me, you know, I'm a mid-40s bloke. I'm a bit shy, believe it or not, about exercise. I'm very conscious of, oh, I don't want to mess it up in front of other people. What are the benefits of group exercise?
Well, firstly, I would say that here, particularly at Parish, we have a great community. It's really friendly. Everyone's really welcoming. My biggest advice about group exercise is really try not to worry about what anyone else is thinking or doing, okay? The instructor's there to guide you through a workout. You do what you can do. If you've got limitations, that's absolutely fine. Just speak to the instructor at the beginning of the class. But don't compare yourself to anyone else in the room, okay? The benefits of group exercise are there to help you along, probably push you a little bit harder than if you were in the gym on your own, yeah? But group exercise can be fun, it's social, and at the end of the day, it is just a bit of exercise. So if you walk out feeling a bit sweaty, like you've done something, that is the main goal.
And what sort of classes can we take part in here at Parish with you and with everybody else?
Absolutely loads. We've got over 70 classes a week, as instructor-led classes a week. They range from things like circuits, where you'd be going around different stations. We've got some classes called Body Attack, Body Pump, from a company called Les Mills. We've got freestyle classes such as aerobics, body conditioning, you name it, we've got it. There is something for everyone. Whether you're a complete beginner or a total addict, you will get on at Parish Wharf Leisure Centre just fine.
I love it. Of course, alongside exercise, nutrition is another thing. Again, Christmas has been quite heavy. I think I've consumed 3 or 4 boxes of chocolates along with several tubes of Pringles. And nutrition is something that, you know, people again find hard. And actually, eating healthily is quite expensive. What tips have you got for a new year in January eating?
So the first thing is don't punish yourself right now. If you've got Christmas food left over, such as boxes of chocolates and so forth, you know, reality is sitting down and eating them all right now is not going to be the most beneficial thing to do. So I would always recommend just, you know, being sensible with your decisions. Think about what you can do, small steps. Do I need to drink more water? Do I need to increase my 5 a day? Do I need to look at my protein sources? You know, small steps add up to a big change. And one of the things that I always like to think about, there's a really, really good quote from Oscar Wilde that says, everything in moderation, including moderation. So you also have to live, have a life, but just be sensible with your choices. And one thing that I say to my clients is what you're about to eat and drink getting you closer or further away from your goals? And that's what we should all be thinking about.
Let's talk about that. So is five a day still a thing? Is that what we should be aiming for? Because you read all sorts in the papers and different advice and how much water should we be consuming. What goal should we be aiming for there on a general basis?
I mean, there's no one size fits all for it. I think actually if you do some research on five a day, there's some countries around the world and the World Health Organization that says you should eat even more than that. It's about variety. It's about all the different fruits and vegetables, all the different colors, you know, eating for health, wellness, and I will go back to that word, variety. Because you don't want to be eating the same things day in, day out. And fruit and vegetables is one of those things. So if you like grapes, then eat grapes, you know? If you like a banana or an apple, then do that. Don't punish yourself by thinking you've got to eat what the on-trend is, you know? If it's healthy, you like it, go for it.
That on-trend thing is such a buzzword, isn't it? And we all, you know, doom scroll going, oh God, I'm not as fit as this person.
I should be eating that. You know, I should be eating that tomorrow because that's what that lady on Instagram's done, yeah, you know? Totally.
And I think it's really important, you know, going back to that sort of, you know, individual thing and creating individual plans for yourself. In terms of that, how can you help? Because you don't just do classes here, do you?
No, so I also offer personal training. So people can come to me. I start with a consultation, as will all my colleagues that work here as well. We'll discuss your goals, what it is you want to achieve. And then we build your program based on those goals and take you into the gym, whether you're a beginner or total addict. We can coach you on technique, doing things properly, building up gradually. So there's no need to be frightened about anything. You know, if you're a total beginner and you've never had personal training before, it is personal to you. And that's one of the biggest things I will always say to people is don't ever walk into a gym and see someone having a personal training session and be put off because you think, I don't want to do that. I can't do that. It's personal to you, okay? So we can help you with that, whether you want like 6 sessions, 12 sessions, or it becomes a regular thing. We're here to help.
Let's talk about that. How many times a week should we be exercising and what should that exercise contain? Because again, the Daily Mail will tell you all sorts.
Yes, they do. So for me, say for example, if someone was going to come to the gym for an hour and then spend 23 hours the rest of the day on a sofa, it's probably not going to be as beneficial to their health as if they think about what else they can do outside. So it's overall activity. Now there's something called NEAT, which stands for non-exercise activity thermogenesis. And that is things outside of structured exercise. So that's not the gym, that's not classes, that is walking a little bit further to park the car, taking the stairs instead of the lift, carrying shopping bags up to your apartment rather than taking the lift, going out for a walk, doing the housework a little bit more vigorously, you know? I encourage some of my clients to treat the housework like a workout, yeah? So it's all the little things that you can do throughout the day. Yeah, you'll hear all these different buzzwords of 10,000 steps a day, 2 liters of water. There's no one size fits all. If you're moving, you're improving in my world.
Oh, I love that. And essentially what it comes down to is it's a simple sort of sum, really, isn't it? I mean, if weight loss is your goal, burn off more than you put in.
Yeah, it's, you know, eat less, move more, you know, and we can all help you with that here at Parish Wharf.
There must be some fantastic moments. Like you say, the community here in Portishead is incredible. And I've recently joined here. And, you know, one of the things you worry about, even, you know, a big bloke like me walking into a gym, you get that sort of feeling of intimidation sometimes, some gyms. But at Parish Wharf, it doesn't feel like that. Very community-minded here.
Very community-minded. We have lots of friendly members, colleagues, and when you walk into our gym, people are put at ease quite instantly. You know, it's very friendly, everyone says hello. People are there getting on with their workouts, but there's always someone that can help you, whether that's a member of the team or another member. You know, we all help each other. Intimidation when you walk into a gym, I think, can be quite a daunting thing for a lot of people and can put a lot of people off. But all I will say to them is, you know, don't be afraid to ask a question. You know, we're here to support you, and it really isn't as scary as you think is going to be, especially here.
So if someone is listening to this now going, do you know what? This has been my motivator. I want to get my backside in gear and do some exercise. What should be their first steps?
So first steps is you don't have to be a member here. You can pay as you go. So we've got something called Places Membership, which is a free membership, and you just use the site as you go. So there's no, you know, commitment straight away to sign up for 12 months and so forth. But equally, you can become a member. I would think about maybe booking in for a gym induction so that you can understand the equipment, especially if you're not familiar with it. And just think about what small steps you can take. So go into the gym, maybe think about a little bit of cardio, like treadmill, running, rower, stuff like that. And build up gradually. That is my biggest thing I would say to people, is build up gradually. Do not think that you have to go down to the gym tomorrow and be able to run a marathon. No one's expecting that from you. And it's all about you. No one else.
That's perfect advice. Joe, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
The ever so lovely Joe Chapman there. I was once judging a competition for St. Peter's Hospice. It was like a local Strictly Come Dancing competition, and Joe and his partner won it.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Why didn't we know that? I would have liked to have, wherever I was working at the time, I would like to have reported on that. Maybe Joe would like to talk about that in a separate article.
There you go. Watch the pages of Enjoy Portishead magazine for more of Joe Chapman, who is a wonderful bloke, and you can find him at Parish Wharf Leisure Centre. Right, I've saved the controversial bit for a round table discussion at the end. We've got a bit of time. Portishead Carnival, should it come back? Yes or no? And I'm going to start, because I know what she's going to say. I'm going to start with you, Tracy Fry, because of course you've had involvement in the carnivals for a very, very long time.
Absolutely, the carnival should come back. But it's very easy for us to sit back and say, bring the carnival back, because we're not the ones putting our hand up and saying, I will organise it. And I, having a little bit of experience of organising much, much smaller events, I know how much work is involved in this kind of thing. So, yes, I would love to see the carnival come back. But whoever puts their hand up or is the last to step backwards when everybody else takes that step backwards, you know, you're going to need broad shoulders to take this on. It's going to need a team.
Fantastic memories, though, of carnivals past. What is it about Portishead Carnival that really does it for you?
I think it's the fact that it's the whole community. I love the children's floats. I love how all the schools get involved. It's amazing. The children love it. The teachers love it. But the walking groups, you know, it's a great chance for organisations to, you know, wave their banners and show the community that they're here. And it's a lot of fun. You know, it doesn't matter rain or shine. Everybody has fun on the day.
The Albion love it because they make a fortune on Carnival Day. So, Tracy Fowler, why did it stop? How can it start again? Where do we stand?
Okay, so Portishead Carnival is a tradition that has been going a long, long time, but lots of different groups have actually organised it and eventually run out of volunteers or just run out of steam and then handed the baton on to someone else. It declined a little many years ago, and two local ladies, Gemma Cooper and Wendy Watkins, stepped up and they decided they would take it over. They spent years putting their heart and soul into it, voluntarily working night and day to make sure that it happened, and they did a fantastic job for more than 10 years. They had planned to bring it back. I think it stopped for a year, and they were going to bring it back the year before COVID hit, or the year of COVID, and COVID put a stop to that. And both of them went through a lot of changes in their lives during COVID and after COVID, and it just kind of fizzled out. That doesn't mean it's gone forever, but it does take a lot of work, and it does need more volunteers. So if Portishead wants to keep its carnival, I think some people have to step up to the plate and perhaps a committee form or whatever to take it forward.
Well, there it is. The gauntlet has been laid down. I think, you know, I'm not sure any Portishead resident would ever go, absolutely not, it was atrocious, never have it again. But as both of you have quite rightly pointed out, it takes someone to light the match, to start the trail, to get the committee going, and it is, you know, a huge commitment. And I agree, Gemma and Wendy, the enthusiasm and commitment that went in over those years, absolutely fantastic and should be well rewarded. Look, if this has spurred your interest in perhaps, you know, becoming involved in what was the, you know, the biggest I would say, event in I mean, the light switch on is the big winter event. The big summer event has always been the carnival. Why don't you drop Tracy Fowler a line? It's enjoyporterstead@gmail.com. Just for a little spark of an interest. You don't have to commit to anything. Maybe you just want to have a conversation about it. It'd be great to see it back.
Absolutely. All we want to do really is find out if people do want the carnival back, and if they do, how's it going to happen?
Very good. Watch this space. Right, that is it for the January edition of the Enjoy Portishead podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to hit subscribe, like, wherever you get your podcast from. We'd love to have you along for the February edition. I feel that love might be in the air for Valentine's Day. Stand by for that. And of course, don't forget to pick up your copy of Enjoy magazine, available in all of the places that Tracy Fry told you about earlier on. But from us, from Wenger, bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
The Enjoy Portishead podcast is powered by Parish Wharf Leisure Centre, changing lives by creating active places and healthy people for communities to thrive.